Hello, teacher. Today you have a very great privilege and a responsibility and a great challenge in the lesson. Some of you may find it difficult to teach this lesson. You may be a little shy about being honest and open. But let me just share with you that my own experience in this is that being very candid and open and honest is the kind of thing that really helps women with this part of their marriage. I find that quite often when my husband and I have spoken to husbands and wives on this, that the thing that the women appreciate the most is the honesty and the openness. For so many of them, it resolves questions that they just have not had the courage to ask. And so I would encourage you to pray much and then be perfectly free and open and honest and ask God to really make it a significant session. You know, you're going to perhaps be teaching this chapter to the woman whose house is a wreck, one who's pulled by her crafts and art type things, one who's working full-time or part-time. And of course, then these same women have to go home and get dinner, get the kids to bed, the dishes to wash. And when she finally sits down for a moment of late-night television or a few moments of quiet peace all by herself, and then suddenly her husband's friendliness reminds her that there's still that last job of the day to perform. For her, there are no more soft lights and little gifts and surprises. It's become a no-frills finale for the day. Well, now, how do you think you're going to communicate to this woman, teacher, that she does not have to work her way wearily to the golden anniversary, but that she can enjoy her sexual relationship and that it is, in fact, fun? And that's the way God intended it to be. In his book, Letters to Karen, Charles Shedd has some help for such a wife. He says the majority of wives who complain that the sex act exhausts them will find their weariness in their head. And you may want to share with the women in your class some of the comments made for you in the teacher's guide in answering number 5 on page 97 of their book. God wants us to enjoy this relationship and to find fulfillment in it. And for most women, there is not a problem of frigidity or any such thing that would hinder them finding fulfillment and climaxing in it along with their husbands, but rather it is their attitude toward it. You remember that we said that the mind is the greatest sex organ that a woman has, and this is very true. And for nearly every case of a sexual relationship that is unhappy or not satisfying, it can be changed dramatically by the wife whose attitude is right toward it. You might encourage the women to establish one rule to which they make no exception, and that is that you are a prudent wife when you look on sex in part as your opportunity to be a blessing to your husband. The tender women train themselves to receive a large measure of contentment just from contenting their man. In other words, she can have a mental enthusiasm for closeness even when her body is not quite as enthusiastic in the same way that his is. But this must not continue forever, because a husband is happier if his wife's exuberance matches his own. And you remember we talked about in the teacher's guide that so much of a wife's enjoyment, a sexual fulfillment, is a matter of the mind. And we talked about the fact that the greatest sex organ that a woman has is her mind. Suggest to them that they would be wise to discuss with their husbands what they were taught about sex in their teens. It will help both of them to know more about the other's mental history on this subject. Scared little girls and sex-obsessed little boys didn't come built that way in the first place, but we're all partly what we picked up on the way. And we're the sum total, you might say, of all of our teaching or lack of it. And this is one reason why carrying out the assignment on page 99 could prove invaluable to helping them solve these many sexual problems which is caused by a lack of communication. Now, in discussing C on page 97, you may want to bring out that it is the smart girl who does not ration her man. You know, the she's that prescribe for the he's the time, place, frequency, the circumstances, or the manner are encouraging that man to leave home for sexual entertainment. the woman who treats the sex act as a prize for her husband when he's been a good boy is probably the number one contributor to extramarital affairs. Now, here's another idea, teacher, that you may want to use to supplement number 7 on page 98. You might have them look in the scriptures about how the Hebrews wisely used this word new, K-N-E-W, in referring to the first sexual intercourse of married people. Genesis 4:1 says, "And Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived." 1 Samuel 1:19, "Elkanah knew Hannah his wife." And this language was continued in the New Testament. Matthew 1:25 is an example of this. You know, the Greek word to know meant to know thoroughly or to know by experience. And these passages indicate that the sexual relationship reveals a very special kind of knowledge to a woman about herself and about her husband. Also, it reveals a special kind of knowledge to a man about himself and about his wife. It communicates information that cannot be described in words and cannot be received in any other way. William Hamilton puts it this way: "In the sexual act, we know what it means to be a man or a woman, and we also help the other to discover what it means to be a man or a woman. We know for the first time in a clear way the meaning of our sexuality. We know ourselves in a way we have never known another person before. In this act of utter self-giving, we know ourselves as whole and fulfilled in a unique way." Charles Shedd offers a valuable beatitude to this woman working her weary way through what could be really fun for her. He says, "Blessed is the woman who can celebrate her husband's virility with a true generosity that often seeks not so much to be loved as to love." I trust that you will really be richly blessed as you teach this lesson, and that your own relationship with your husband will be enhanced. Goodbye for now.